From Hollywood, the program that's one step ahead of the stork, Expectant Father. And now, a man so funny looking, when he was born, the stork flew backwards. It couldn't look him in the face. Your master of ceremonies, Harry Ward.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our little fun fest. Now, if you're the kind of a person who cries at weddings, then you'll chuckle at expectant father. I'm no stranger to fatherhood myself. Only 2 years ago, I too was an expectant father. My poor kid. No, he should have been born on the 17th of July, but didn't arrive until the 20th of July. You see, a Major General's baby had a priority, and they put my kid off the stork at El Paso. Well, that's enough atmosphere. Jack, our program's new, so how about a word or two of explanation?
Certainly, Perry. Our show highlights the most exciting experience in any man's life, that bewildering moment when he's due to become a proud father. And for each expected father sharing his joy with us, we have some grand gifts for the coming blessed event. Sure, it rains in California. Every week we've a baby shower for our fathers-to-be, and many other fine gifts as well. Now, Perry, meet our first expectant father.
What is your name, sir?
Will Irish.
Will Irish. This is Will Irish, and you're an expectant father. Don't be nervous, Will. It's all right, Will. Don't be nervous. We haven't lost a father yet. You just stay right in there and pitch it, boy. How about you telling me where you're from, Will?
Well, originally from Portland, Oregon.
Portland, Oregon. What type of work do you do?
Well, that's a matter of opinion. My wife and I think I'm a writer. Other people don't think so.
You have written her some love letters, probably, that convinced her that you were a writer.
Yes, that's it.
And no rejection slips from her, huh?
No.
No. You're going to write a novel?
Well, I suppose that's the ambition of all writers.
Yeah, I think every writer has that one great novel in the back of his mind, hasn't he?
The Great American Novel.
Uh-huh. Do you want, a boy or a girl?
Well, I want a boy. The wife wants a girl.
A boy, there's an argument that you can never settle, isn't it? You want a boy and she wants a girl. That's only natural, I think. What do you think you'll name the baby?
Well, if it's a girl, she's going to name it after my mother, Rebecca. Hmm? If it's a boy, I don't know. We haven't decided on it yet.
You better decide. Yes. You better decide, because you've got a 50-50 chance there, you know. What's your wife's name?
Dorothy.
Yes. You don't want to call the baby Dorothy. You want to call the baby Rebecca.
Well, my wife's name is Dorothy Ann, and she insists on being called Dorothy Ann. She doesn't like Dorothy, so I don't want to have to call the baby by that long name, you know?
Yes. How was the news broken to you that you were to become a father?
Well, she told me not to buy the suit that I was going to buy. She was asking me to buy it for a long time, and then she told me not to get it.
Figured that you're going to have to buy a smaller suit a little later on. Well, Will, I want you to step to one side and turn around and look at this table now, and I'll tell you what you're going to get for the baby shower. In the shower, there's a box of cigars for you to pass out on the day the big event takes place. Those are known as all-week cigars. They make one all week. We have a $25 baby bond there to start the baby's bank account, and 2 dozen American Beauty roses to be delivered to the hospital the day the baby arrives. There you are. And a case of baby's favorite baby food. A baby book with room for pictures, descriptions, a lock of hair, and incidentally, if the baby's born bald-headed, get in touch with me, I can share some. And fingerprints, footprints, Grumman's Chinese, everything in there. Here's a certificate for pictures by Susan, Hollywood's finest baby photographer. And next, a pair of the cutest little baby shoes in pink or blue. That depends on you. There you are. And a baby silver spoon from Tiffany's of New York. And you better sit down, because you're gonna fall over when I tell you about this. Here we have a year's supply of Dides for you. And Then a more complete layette with all those necessaries for baby's early months. Is that all right?
Wonderful.
Is that fine?
Wonderful.
Boy, you go home with a story like that, boy, that your wife will love you really, won't she? Well, that's our baby shower for today. And remember, if it's twins, we double it. If it's triplets, we triple it. If it's quintuplets, we go out of business. You know, Will Irish, you tell me something. Have you traveled? Have you...
Well, in the Navy, yes.
You were in the Navy?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You traveled around, did you?
Oh, quite a bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How long have you been out of the service?
Just a couple of weeks. Timed it just about right.
Yes, I guess you did. In the Navy, they always give a sailor basic training, don't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's no reason why you shouldn't have a little basic training becoming a father. And so I think you've got to prepare for it. And we'll give you a little... there'll come a time in the near future... when you'll have to lull that baby to sleep. So we're going to give you a little test today. Today I'm going to be the baby. I'll put on my bonnet. Isn't that cute? Be sued by Brenneman in the morning. Now, I'll be the baby, and suppose you lull me to sleep. How about singing a Sweet and Low as a lullaby? Do you know that?
Sweet and Low, I don't.
Sweet and No, I said Sweet and Low. But, Will, how about Rock-a-Bye Baby, then? That's a good old simple one. All right, you sit right there and lull me to sleep. I'll get more right there. Go ahead.
Yeah!
Little music, Gaylord.
Baby in the treetops.
The wind blows. The cradle
will rock. That's funny. Oh, boy. Well, you've done a fine job. You're going to be a fine father. So here's a gift for the baby. It's a Teeter Babe jumper, and you put Junior in it. Put Junior in it there, and he'll never stop bouncing. Let's see that, Bob. Oh, yes, there's a little bell on it, so when baby bounces, you know where baby is. It's a modern twist on that old routine of feed the baby garlic. You can always find him in the dark that way, but... All right, a little later, Will, we're going to be talking to you again, but now I want you to take care. You feel all right?
Well, about as good as
you're not exerting yourself. You're okay. Okay, you take it easy and rest. Get a lot of rest, Will. Yes, sir. We'll make it comfortable for you right here. We'll see you later, Will Irish. And here's our next father.
Bill Barnes.
Bill Barnes. Isn't
That's
he the big
right.
one? Look here. How tall are you, Bill?
6'3".
6'3", yes. You're expecting...
Momentarily, Perry.
Well, momentarily. Could we have someone near the phone, please, just in case it rains? Thank you. You asked for that, huh?
Yes.
Well, we'll give you all the service. We'll have the switchboard open, and the minute the word comes in, if it comes in now, why, we'll let you know that you're a father. Is this the first child?
No, this is the second child, Perry. I have a little girl, 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
She'll be four.
She'll be four. When?
November 28th.
When is the baby expected? Momentarily, you say? Uh-huh. What do you do for a living?
I'm a CPA.
CPA. That couldn't stand for the California Papas Association. No. Well, I hope when the baby gets here that you keep the book straight, because they're all an accountant that has to do that. You think the baby's expected momentarily?
Yes, sir.
You're nervous, naturally.
Yes, sir.
Are you as nervous this time as you were last time?
I believe so. I've spent a restless week, Perry. About 10 days ago, the doctor said it'd be just any day, and, well, I haven't had much sleep.
I think we better let you sit down before you fall down. Here, sit right down. Go ahead, Bill, sit down. Ready to stand?
I think I can make it.
I think you can. All right.
I don't want to wear you out holding that.
You're not going to wear me out. I'm afraid I'll wear you out. Are you? You're taking good care of yourself.
Yeah. I'm okay.
Well, tell me, do you believe in free expression in children, such as letting the child make mud pies in the living room, things like that?
Well, the size of the living room we've been able to find in California, there's hardly room for mud pies.
What do you want this time, Bill? Boy or girl?
Well, I wanted the boy the first time, but I couldn't give the girl back. I hope it's the boy this time.
Well, that's the thing that you always have to take, you know, and isn't it funny how you love them just as much
Well, you learned to love him.
He really wanted a boy, didn't he? All right. Well, what if it turns out to be twins or triplets?
We'll have to think of a couple more names. I'm only counting on one.
What name have you figured on?
Well, I like Barbara. It's kind of euphonious with Barnes.
Wants a boy, but he's got Barbara figured out. Go ahead.
Well, I counted on a fella last time. I got a girl, and I don't expect my luck will be much better the second time.
What is your wife's name?
Mary.
Mary, and you're going to name baby Barbara. What's the first baby's name?
Joe.
Joe.
Josephine.
You wanted a boy, so you had Joe figured out. I know. All right. Bill Barnes, to you goes the same baby shower that we gave to Will Irish here. You can sit here and look it over. I named it over a few minutes ago. And you've had a little experience with children now, Bill. You have a little girl, almost four. But perhaps you've gotten a little rusty. So suppose you get back in training. Suppose I say,
Daddy, tell me the story of the three bears.
And then I want you to tell me the story of the three bears, Bill Barnes. Tell me the story of the three bears now.
Well, once upon a time, there were three bears. I remember that much of it.
That much I tipped you off on. You go ahead.
See, there was a papa bear and a mama bear and a teeny-weeny baby bear.
Right ahead now, a little more of it.
Oh, brother. You never had any of this in the Army.
Huh? What did you say about the Army?
I never had anything like this to go through in the Army.
Oh,
I
think you've got the idea. The main idea is there were three bears, right? All right, fine. That's fine. That's fine, Bill. I think we give Bill a little encouragement here. He did a good job there. Bill, here is the last word in high chairs for you as your little gift for the baby. Walnut, upholstered in a pretty blue with sliding tray and adjustable footrest. Would you like to try it for size? That high chair is from Wovell of Hollywood. And stick around, Bill Barnes. Take good care of yourself, and we'll see you a little later. And here is our third father, Mr.
Gordon Chalmers.
Mr. Chalmers. Well, Mr. Chalmers, the question now on everyone's lips I see in the audience from the looks on their faces, how old are you?
51.
51. And when is your baby expected?
Well, sometime this year.
Well, that's interesting. How many do you have?
I have four.
Four, and they are boys or girls?
They're all girls.
All girls. What do you want this time?
I want a boy.
51, and he hasn't given up. They want a boy, and they're gonna fill the backyard with girls to get a boy. That's good. We want a girl out of our house, and we figured on doing just the opposite, filling the backyard with boys. At least I can make some money with a baseball team or something. You sure you're on the right program?
Sure.
How long have you been married, Mr. Chalmers?
About, 24 years.
24 years. I'll figure that out. 1922, huh? 1922. Next year is your silver anniversary, huh?
That's right.
How did your friends react, Mr. Chalmers, when you told them you were going to be a father?
Well, they thought it was pretty fine. Some of them just didn't believe me, but...
All right, sir. What do you intend naming the baby?
Well, the girls are named Alice, Beatrice, Carolyn,
yes,
and Dorothy. C A B C D.
It's a shame you can't name the boys 1, 2, 3 or something like that. But
well, the boy will have to be Edward.
Edward. He'll have to fall in line there. He comes under the E category.
Probably
be your eating child, too. Probably eat you out of house and home. Well, Mr. Chalmers, to you goes the same baby shower that we presented to the other two gentlemen. To each his own. There you are. Your shower. And you've been through the mill before, Mr. Chalmers, so you go ahead and show these other expectant fathers just how to get things done, if you will. I have here a very large doll. It has long ears, you'll notice. Yes, sir. A very large doll there, and a diaper, and, of course, two safety pins. Now, all you have to do is describe as you do it, just like a commentator, so these other fathers-to-be will know how to put it on baby. All right, you go right over there. Go ahead. Pay attention to him. Pay attention to him. How long has it been, Mr. Chalmers, since you performed this?
My youngest child is 12 years old.
Your youngest child is 12 years old. Well, now maybe you can brush up. He knows how to fold it. He's got the right angle on it. Are you going to give us a description now, please?
I can't talk while I work.
I wish you would kind of... strong, silent type. All right, what are you doing there now?
Pulling one triangle up here and getting the other two around over here.
Around over here. I hope the air audience knows what you mean by up here and over here.
They can't see.
No, they can't see you. Television isn't out there quite yet.
So you can see I'm a little bit nervous.
I can see you're nervous. Don't stick the pin in,
no,
baby.
I keep my finger underneath here so it won't.
I see. So you stick yourself.
I stick myself if I stick anybody.
Uh-huh. Aren't you afraid that'll make the trouser a little loose? It'll drop off, maybe?
Well, of course, you can't complain on the quality of these things this day.
They
won't go in here very well.
Uh-huh. All right, could I help you a little bit? There goes the pin. And there it's through there, and he's snapping the pin. Gentlemen, you see how that's done? Uh-huh, fine. That's fine, Mr. Chalmers. Now, you did a nice job. It's very well done. And so, for your next arrival, we'd like to give you this ultra-modern carry cart stroller. So light, you can carry it in one hand and the baby in the other. And thanks so much. We'll be seeing you a little later, Mr. Chalmers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Here is our fourth father. What is your name, sir?
My name is John Brierly.
John Brierly. What do you do, John, for a living?
Well, I make prefabricated houses.
Prefabricated houses? You see, there are a lot of homeless people here today. you know, I had a friend once, you've given me this idea, a friend once who was so lazy that he married a lady with eight children. He wanted a prefabricated family. Well, tell me, how many children do you have, John, or is this your first
one? No, I have one.
You have one, boy or a girl?
It's a boy.
And how old?
Four.
4 years old, huh? And what's his name?
His name is John Brierly, Jr.
That's a curse to put on anybody, isn't it? Yes, sir. Mine is Perry Ward III. That's happened twice before. That's bad, isn't it? What are you going to name the new arrival?
Well, it's not a new arrival. It's two new arrivals.
You mean twins? You know it's going to be twins?
Absolutely.
There are some other people I know like you, too. You've got that all set. I mean...
Well, there's nothing much we can do about it.
Well, you've got me there. Mr. Brierly, what names have you figured out for the children?
Well, that's still a moot point. We're arguing about it now. I want, of course, we don't know whether they're going to be boys or girls, or maybe one of each.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Maybe you have some suggestions.
No, don't ask me. My wife and I went through this same thing with only one arrival. Oh, all the grandfathers and uncles that had to be brought into the question.
Well, that's a trouble.
Isn't that terrible? So we didn't decide on any of them. But tell me, were you in the service?
Yes, I was.
Mm-hmm. Did you travel a great deal?
Yes, I was in out in the Pacific for a while.
The Pacific, yeah. What countries did you hit?
Well, I hit the Marianas, mm-hmm. Saipan, yeah. Down Macon, and the Gilberts, and spent some time on Oahu.
Did you get into any of the Latin American countries at all?
Well, not then. I did before the war.
You did before the war. Which ones?
Oh, I went through most of them. I was traveling for a pharmaceutical firm at the time.
Oh, I see. Were you down South America?
Yes. Peru, Chile.
Were you there very long?
Yes, I was there for about a year.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I didn't ask you, when are the babies? We know they're babies. When are the babies expected?
Well, the doctor guessed they'd be twins, or said they'd be twins, and he says in about a week or 10 days. So he has two counts to be right on now, or wrong.
Yes, that's really putting himself on the spot, isn't it?
It is.
It certainly is. What did you like about your wife? I like wives. What's her name, person?
Her name's Helen.
Helen, what did you like about her the first time you saw her?
Oh, I don't know exactly. I think she had on a nice-looking dress or something. I was lonely.
Oh, you were lonely. Where'd you meet her?
I met her in college.
Where? Which college?
At UCLA.
Well, UCLA. Mm-hmm. You're a Bruin.
Yes, I am.
stewing right now over that week or 10 days, do I? No. You haven't decided on any names, huh? Doggone it. Well, Mr. Brierly, we might help you out a little after the show. In fact, we might dig up a baby book here with a lot of names in for you to help you out. But right now, we'd like to give you the baby shower that the other three gentlemen have received. There it is right there. We've itemized it. You can look it over and... what do you think of that?
Oh, that seems very wonderful. But don't you think that we ought to have probably two cases?
Well, you didn't hear me. I said earlier in the program that if it's twins, we double it. If it's triplets, we triple it.
Well, just twins. That's it.
All right, we'll stop there. Just twins. All right, sir. Well, Mr. Brierly, now, you were telling me you were in South America. I think that gives us a little cue here to go on. You've traveled a great deal in South America, you say?
Mm-hmm.
So, you like Latin American music?
Very much.
You do. Mm-hmm. Now then, you know those maracas they shake during the rumba?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm afraid of what's coming.
Don't be afraid. Well, I'm going to ask Gaylord Carter, our organist, to play Tico Tico. Here are a pair of baby rattles, and you go right ahead and give us a little rattle rhythm along with Gaylord. Okay, Gaylord? In rhythm now. Oh, that's great. Go ahead. Nice going, Cougat. John. And for your efforts, we'd like to present you with the finest collapsible play yard, complete with no draft pad for baby to play on, and a cradle spinner to keep his nibs amused. Right there. There you are. And thank you very much, John Brierly. You did a fine job. Take care of yourself and get a lot of good rest.
Thank you.
And we'll see you a little later.
The rest.
Hold it just a minute, Perry. You know, each week on this program, we select our father most likely to succeed with gala prizes for the winner. But before we determine which of our four expectant fathers is it, how about a brief word from the makers of our product? There's your theme, so take it back, Perry Ward.
Thank you, Jack. And now for our father most likely to succeed. We need a judge for this, so I'd like to ask the lady in our studio audience who has the most children to raise her hand and come up here on the stage to serve as our judge. Lady right here has how many? Eight. Anyone have any more than eight? Any more than eight children? All right, fine. Will you come right up on the stage, please? After all, who's better qualified to be a judge of a contest like this than a mother of eight children? Come right on up here. That's fine. Help her out, Papa. That's it. That's the way. What is your name, please?
Ida Shainberg.
Ida?
Shainberg.
Shainberg. And how long have you been married?
57
years.
Yes, sir.
When is your anniversary?
Today is your anniversary.
Today is your anniversary?
Yes, sir.
57 years
yes,
today.
Sir.
Well, that's wonderful. How many? Eight children?
Eight children.
How old are they?
Well, the oldest one is 55.
Oldest one's 55.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And where are you from?
Memphis, Tennessee.
You have eight children.
Yes, sir.
Well, if you can't judge this, no one can. Now, papas, if you're ready, we're all set. Now, may I have those four sterilized milk bottles, please? Pardon me. Four sterilized bottles. Papas, come right over here and line up on our stage, if you will. And I think that the milk is at the right temperature. Let us step over here, Mr. Chamber, and we'll watch these fathers. Now, I want you to keep a close eye on these fellas. Keep an eagle eye on them. Now, gentlemen, the milk's at the right temperature. I'll give each one of you a bottle. There you are. And when I give the word go, there they go testing it, aren't they? Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Is that the right way to do it?
Yes, sir.
All right, everybody's okay so far. Now, when I give the word go, you fellows are to start drinking, and the first one to finish will receive a beautiful prize. All ready, babies? Fathers, are you ready? Okay, on your mark, get set, go. Start drinking, fellas. Hold it, just a minute. Stop, just a second, fellas. Hold it. Hold it, just a minute. Let me see here. Looks like you fellas are a little lopsided there. You're a little behind there, John Brierly. You doing all right?
I don't know. It doesn't seem to work.
What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know.
No hole in the nipple could be.
Could be.
Let's go ahead. You're getting a little out of it, so go right ahead. I'll start over again. There we go. Well, the first one to empty the bottle is our winner. And, oh, boy. Let's see. Oh, wait. Will Irish is our winner. Oh, boy. Come here, Will. Would you like to say a word to the radio audience?
I never knew what kids went through.
Now you know. That proves it all. Right through life, you've got to have a pull. Yes, sir. All right, Will Irish. Now, Mrs. Shangbert, as the mother of 8 children, what advice would you give this expectant father at a time like this?
That should be good. Help the mother.
Uh-huh. Help go home and help his mother.
Help the mother.
Oh, the mother of the children. Oh, I see.
The mother of the children.
Uh-huh.
That's the way my husband does.
He did all of that?
Yes,
for 57 years?
Me. Yes, sir. No, they wasn't little.
He looked tired. I saw him out there. Oh, all right. Thank you very much, Mrs. Shanebert. And we have something nice for you in just a moment, so don't go away. And now to our father most likely to succeed, Mr. Will Irish. How old are you, Will?
22.
This is your first child, isn't it?
That's right.
Huh? Where are you living, Will?
In a furnished room.
A furnished room. Well, one of the gifts we have for you is going to be a little embarrassing, but we'd like to present you, Mr. Will Irish, with the services of a practical nurse for 1 week after the baby arrives. Also, this Univex Mercury camera to take pictures of the little darling. There you are. And finally, this automatic, freewheeling, silver and gray Whitney baby carriage. And to our other expectant fathers, our thanks. They will each receive a year's supply of our product, plus the expectant baby shower. That's right. And to Mrs. Shane Barrett, who helped judge and keep time on this final contest, we'd like to you to have this bouquet of 2 dozen American Beauty roses.
Beautiful, and thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And also this lovely 17-jewel Gruen very thin wristwatch. And thanks to all of you. Come back soon. We'll be expecting you.
Next week, we'll bring you more fun, more baby presents, more laughs, and more expectant fathers. Your master of ceremonies was Perry Ward, and this is Jack McElroy inviting you to join us again when you'll hear... Expectant Father is a Command Radio production.